Happy New Year, Good Word family. We're in 2021. We are in a new year. 2020 is over. It is behind us. Thank the Lord. And we have our very first guest of 2021 joining us, Renee Hubb, who is a friend of the show. You've been on the show a couple of times, and we're super happy to have you back. Renee, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Wonderful, Renee. You know, you have an incredible story and you are up to some pretty amazing things. Inspiring to Live, yes. Inspirational videos. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why it's so important, especially right now.
Inspiring to Live definitely is inspiring people across the nation. It talks about, basically, I have inspiring messages. Some are videos, some are reels, some are memes, scriptures, you name it. It's just inspiring people. And we know what the climate is, in the world today. The climate is, anger, frustration, there's death, there's gloom. There's so many things. So I just felt like it was time to help people and encourage people throughout the world.
You know, even though we are in a new year, we are still navigating the coronavirus pandemic, and you have been impacted directly, like so many people. I think almost everyone is impacted in some way, shape, or form, but you've really been impacted in terms of this pandemic taking the lives of loved ones.
Yes.
Is that what helped birth this Inspiring to Live movement?
Yes, it did help birth Inspiring to Live. You know, I lost my grandfather on June 6th. I lost my grandmother on July 7th. I lost my niece. She was 30 years old on July 20th. And my nephew, who was 28, on July 22nd of last year. And losing all of them back to back, I needed time. I needed something to help me heal. And Inspiring to Live, literally within 30 days, the Instagram page was up and running. I filed to have it trademarked. My own perfume was birthed out of this. New brand, new inspirational t-shirts, you name it. The ideas just begin to flow. So I'm thankful, that my pain is helping others.
You know, I always believe that pain can help fuel purpose and passion, and it's something that's so important, especially right now. How do you heal after losing so many loved ones and family members unexpectedly? And what would be your message to people who are listening to this right now? Because I know so many people are in the same position that you're in, or that you were in, that you're coming through.
I had to pray. I had to really take a step back. And take time for me. Sometimes we take the pain and we try to keep ourselves busy to to hide the pain. But for me, I needed to deal with it one-on-one. I needed to face it. And I had to, I took 30 days away from everything to really pray, to ask God to lead and guide me. I had a meeting with my pastor as well to let him know, how I was feeling and what I was dealing with. And in the midst of that, I began to just write down inspiring thoughts that I needed daily to help me move through this process to heal wholeheartedly and not just have on a smile on my face, but hurting behind the smile. So anyone who's dealing with loss and grief during this time, I say to you to pray. I say to you, find words of faith, find people of faith that can pray with you, that can build you up through the word of God, that's encouraging you to let you know that better days are coming, because they are coming. You just have to make it through this dark season.
Which leads me to, everybody who's listening probably by now knows that the Good Word podcast is a faith-based podcast, but yes, the great part about the podcast is that we have something for everyone. And the goal obviously is to encourage and uplift and provide hope and faith, as we all navigate this journey. Some people are on a faith walk, some people are not, but I think that you have to meet people where they are. And so what would be, your message to folks who kind of feel like they're ready to give up?
I would say, hold on. You know, when you said that, it reminded me of my nephew. He battled with kidney failure for years, but his strength encouraged me to see him not complain, to see him push forward, to see him, you know, smile still in the midst of his pain. And that's what I would say to anyone that's ready to give up. Don't give up. You can't give up in the middle. The middle is the hardest part, and that's what we tend to give up on because we don't know what's on the other side. And I say on the other side of your pain is joy. On the other side of your process is peace. On the other side of your pain, you're going to be able to look back and say, I went through this for a reason and for a purpose. And that purpose may be to help somebody else who's in the same situation that you're going through. Hold on, be encouraged, and stand still and ask God to show you and give you the strength to make it to the other side.
You know, Renee, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. And, you know, obviously the podcast right now, we're via Zoom, like everyone. We're not at our Fox 5 podcast studio that we have not been at since March as we've been navigating the coronavirus pandemic. But, you know, it's so wonderful to see how much you've grown just on your journey, because all of this is new. And I don't know if you want to share a little bit more about that with our listeners. All of this Inspiring to Live movement is completely new. This is not something that was happening when you first came on the Good Word podcast.
No. Inspiring to Live was not happening. It wasn't even a thought in my mind. And all of this, like you, I love when you said birthed, you talked about the pain. All of this Inspiring to Live movement was birthed out of my pain. And that's my prayer. Every day I post a video, I pray and I say, you know, God, allow this video to help somebody else. Every t-shirt, impact over popularity, you know, let people know that it's more important to make an impact than to be popular. And that's just inspiring to move. That's the movement. And that's what people are grabbing a hold to. People need to know that there's someone out here inspiring them to live, inspiring them to see another day. And that's what Inspiring to Live is about, inspiring people to live.
Which is so important. And I think that, you know, I was telling someone the other day that I don't recall going into a new year with so much collective hope ever. I think 2020 was just a rough year for everyone. It was a rough year in some way, shape, or form. Some people obviously experiencing a tougher year than others. And so now it feels like we can all collectively take a deep breath and exhale, and we have this new year and this new sense of hope. I don't want to ask about New Year's resolutions because I feel like that sounds so cliche, but what is the message or your motto for 2021?
My motto for 2021 is breaking the mold. And when I say breaking the mold, you know, some things have already been formed, they've already been shaped. But breaking the mold for 2021 for me means this thing, I had these formed ideas, this formed vision, and I'm breaking that. I am praying and I am forming something new. And that's what the mindset that we need to have. I'm not going into 2021 with all these great ideas and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm breaking the mold, I'm building from the ground up, and I'm taking every day through prayer, leading me and guiding me, and understand that the mold was formed for a lot of people for 2020, but for 2021, break that mold and allow something new to come out of you.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. That message was just for me, and I'm sure there are people who are listening right now and feel like the message was for them as well, which, yes. You know, I receive it. Break the mold, change, shift, pivot, do something different to get something different. And that's kind of, you know, my mindset, which is so important because we really, really do have control in terms of choosing happiness or choosing peace or, you know, choosing something new and something different. And again, like I said, just to watch your growth is so, so, so incredible, what you're doing with Inspire to Live. So tell us a little bit about your latest message.
Thank you. Well, my latest message, I actually posted one this morning, and it was about your connections. And it's about, you know, having someone that says, I have you, like, I got you. When things are bad or when things are good, you know, when we're in the mountaintop, everybody's with us. When we're going through, we need somebody that says, you know what, I got you, I have you, I'm here to help you, I'm here to pray with you, I'm here to get in the dirt with you, so to say. So that's my latest message for today. Like, find somebody, if you have somebody that says that to you, I got you, you know, you're in a good place, you have a good connection, and that's what we need.
And it's just incredible the power and the reach of social media. I think the way we connected with you was on our Good Word Facebook page. When we first started, you were one of our very early guests.
Yes.
And it's really incredible the reach and the power of social media. I think I read or saw that you have 8,000 followers already on Inspiring to Live.
Yes, actually, I'm at 10,000 followers on Inspiring to Live. And it's just, like I said, it's nobody but God in his favor because I'm learning social media daily. I'm learning new things. But it's just the message, and it just shows that people really do need encouragement. People really do need that hope. People are hungry for God. They're hungry for encouragement. They're hungry to be inspired. And we need to see that more on social media.
I feel like that's a testament to just where we are right now as a country, where we are right now as a society, where people, like you said, really, really just want something to uplift them. I mean, it's incredible how popular this has become in such a short amount of time.
Yes, it is. It is definitely incredible and blowing my mind. And it's nobody but God's favor that he's just pouring out. And that's something that we really should pray for and ask God. That's another thing. You know, when you are looking for something to do, or you're looking for a vision or your purpose, really pray and ask God. And when we do that, he has a way of just pouring out his favor and showing us this is the direction that you're supposed to be going in. And that's why a lot of people also, sometimes they're ready to give up because we're doing something or in a lane that God didn't tell us to get in. And it's like he's showing me, Renee, this is your purpose. This is the road that I have you to go down. And that's why his favor is just pouring out. And doors and opportunities are opening.
So I would love for you to share maybe the top three takeaways for people who are listening to this right now, who just want to pivot and shift and see change in their lives. Because you've done this. You've turned tragedy to triumph.
Yes. The first thing I say always, pray to make sure you're going in the right direction. Make sure your vision is lining up with what God has for you to do. Your connections, I can't tell you enough how important your connections are in this season, meaning being connected with people of purpose, people who have vision inside of them, people who do, you know, they don't mind saying, you know what, you maybe you need to make a U-turn. And also, like I said, my motto, impact over popularity. Don't do something looking for popularity, because popularity fades. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Impact is something that we should all strive for, because that means that you've said something, you've done something, you've planted a seed that's going to change somebody's life, change their outlook, change their perspective, and change how they view and see things. And those are the three things that I hope somebody grasp a hold of and really take heed to.
So just to recap, pray, which we all know how I feel about prayer. Prayer is everything.
Yes.
And the second jewel that you shared is impact over popularity.
Yes.
And then the third, I think I'm out of order, but connection.
Yes.
Connecting, staying and being connected with like-minded people.
Yes.
Which is so important, because I remember growing up, they would always say birds of a feather flock together. Uh-huh. And it sounded so cliche and it sounded so harsh. But now, as we're all adulting and navigating adulthood, it's mm-hmm. very, very true.
Yes, it is.
It's very true. So if you want to change your life, you may need to change your circle.
Yes, I love that. Yes, I'm writing that down myself.
I'm surprised I didn't hear that. You know, a friend of mine, we always joke around because he's always dropping jewels and gems, and he'll hear the clicking, clicking. He said, "Are you typing what I'm saying?"
I have my pen. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. If you want to change your life,
yes,
you might need to change your circle. So, you know, Renee, I don't know if we were doing this when you came on the show last time, but we are doing it now. We ask everyone who comes on the show to share with us a good word. So I will ask you, what is the good word?
The good word is that God is good, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're facing. God is good. And we tend to use that as a cliche, but we need that now like never before to understand that regardless of what's going on in the world, what's going on in your life, if God woke you up, that means you need to say, God, you are good. You are worthy. So that's my biggest thing right now. That's the good word. Understand that God is good if he allowed you to see yet another day.
And Renee, how can people find you if they want to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Inspiring2Live. Also, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Renee Hub. And also, I'm on Clubhouse at Renee Hub as well.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy that you mentioned Clubhouse. I don't know how I forgot about this. So I am on Clubhouse. I have popped in a couple of rooms. What do you think about Clubhouse so far?
I'm learning it. I just joined yesterday, but I was in one group yesterday, and I love the fact that they have the peace sign up where you can quietly leave the room. Because I stayed for a couple of minutes and I said, okay, let me step out. But it seems like it's just like another form of Instagram almost, because I mean, you can go in different rooms, you can set up, you can like people, but I think it's so popular because it's exclusive where you have to be invited. So I'm still learning it, but I'm going to see what the long-term benefit is going to be.
So yes, I agree with everything that you said. It feels like a big conference call.
Yes.
Which I don't know if I'm ready for more of those.
I agree.
But I am interested to see kind of the future of Clubhouse. And I honestly haven't seen that many faith-based leaders in there just yet. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, at the same time, January typically is a fasting period.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens in February. But I am definitely interested about this new platform. Yes, yet another platform.
Yes, another platform to learn.
Right, exactly. But you know what? It's a good platform, it seems, to be connected and be seen and be in the know and be and just be. And so I'm all for it. I love to see it. And we'll see what people will think of next. Renee Hub, thank you so, so much for joining us. Thank you so much for dropping some gems and some nuggets as we all, you know, are cautiously optimistic, or maybe we're just optimistic about 2021. I think that anything is better than what we experienced last year. So the future is bright.
Yes, it is. I agree with you. I definitely agree.
And Renee, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you want to add that we didn't ask you about?
I just would like to add, I completely forgot. Also, you can find my products. I'm also on walmart.com as well. So you can, you know, purchase my items from my website, or you can go to walmart.com. And also, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but I launched my own perfume, and it's named Renee. It was actually made and created in a lab in Italy. Great reviews so far from it. So you can also find my items on there as well.
Well, that's incredible. That's incredible. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to everything that you are doing. We will definitely be checking out your post, your inspirational post on Inspiring to Live on social media platforms. And we love that you keep us posted and up to date on everything that's going on with you. And most importantly, that you are so candid and so willing to share about your journey, some of your trials and tribulations, and your triumphs.
Thank you so much. And thank you again for this opportunity. I appreciate it.